A BC Supreme Court justice found a man not guilty Friday of setting a fire 1.5 years ago that killed three people staying at a downtown Prince George motel. Justin Kyle Astor had been facing three counts of criminal negligence causing death and one count each of arson in relation to an inhabited property and arson damaging property from the July 8, 2020 fire at the Econo Lodge Motel at the corner of Victoria Street and 9th Avenue. However, Justice Margot Fleming concluded Crown prosecutors had not proven their case against Astor beyond reasonable doubt and found herself agreeing with many of the submissions from defense lawyer Jason LeBlond during closing arguments earlier this week. Crown's case hinged largely on video from the motel and surrounding businesses showing Astor in the area at about the time the fire broke out shortly after 8 a.m. in a pile of debris from a renovation that had been piled beneath a stairway at the east end of the motel's courtyard the day before. Video showed Astor passing through the courtyard and a breezeway and a shadowy figure in behind the pile for a brief period shortly after smoke was seen coming from the motel. However, no one is seen actually setting a fire. Investigators were unable to precisely determine how the blaze was ignited and testimony as to exactly when the fire broke out was inconclusive. Because the case was circumstantial, Fleming said she is obligated by law to consider reasonable alternative inferences, such as the possibility the fire was the result of spontaneous combustion or an errant cigarette and had been smoldering for a time before erupting into open flames. Crown had suggested as motivation a comment Astor made to police that the motel's management did not like natives, and being in an agitated mood following an interaction with an employee at the Tim Hortons across the street about an hour before he is seen on the motel property. But Fleming found Crown was significantly overreaching in that regard and that Astor's comment to police was made quite casually. Contrary to Crown's assertion that Astor only reluctantly admitted to police he was in the area, Fleming agreed with LeBlond's submission that his addiction to heroin provides important context for his comment that he does not remember very much beyond what he does every day. Fleming also rejected with Crown's assertion that Astor left the scene in a brisk or purposeful manner. Rather, Fleming found the video showed him doing much the same thing as he did before, namely, meandering, and searching for cigarette butts with no attempt to avoid being seen. Crown also raised suspicions about sequence in which Astor is seen changing into dark clothing and putting on a hoodie and gloves, but Fleming found that did not go far enough as the video only establishes he was behind the stairs for only a matter of some seconds. What he did during that time is not discernible.